Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees this Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." I feel like when we hear this reading, we kind of get like a lot of really happy, good feelings, and that's a good thing, but we also have to kind of check ourselves in some ways. So it says, like, everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. And so I feel like sometimes we might come to Jesus in our sin and be like, "Will you still love me?" And that's true. Like, Jesus still loves us when we sin. But the thing is, he's not going to, like, let us stay there. Because when you keep reading, "And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me." You see, when we choose to sin, because sin is almost always a choice, except in like the cases of like serious addictions, like Jesus in a way loses us, not because of anything that he did, but because of us, because we like turn away, we step away, however you want to phrase it. So even when we come back to Jesus in our sin, he's not going to let us just stay in that sin. He's actually going to continue to call us, to encourage us, and to challenge us. You know, that's a huge reason why confession is so beautiful and so powerful, is that it's Jesus claiming us again. But he's also saying, like, "Hey, I don't want you to do this again. I don't want to lose you again. I don't want you to run from me again." He wants us to be with him always. And yes, I know, very much easier said than done. It's super easy for me to just sit here behind the mic and say, like, "Yeah, don't sin." But the reality is that, like, sin is in our lives. And so it's about the fight too. But who's the one doing the fighting? Is it you? Are you just sitting there white knuckling it, like saying, like, "Yes, I will beat this sin." And then you like do really well for a period of time. And then you fall again. And then suddenly it's like, "Oh Jesus, where were you? Like, I, like, come on, we were doing so good." But like, in some ways, it wasn't a we. In some ways, you were just doing it yourself, and that's why you failed. Because we can't do it without Jesus. Because we can't beat sin and death. We literally deserve to die because of our sin. But Jesus took on sin so as to beat sin. Jesus took on flesh to die for us. Jesus was perfect. Jesus was sinless. And only someone who is sinless can really defeat it, because it had no hold and no power over him. It's kind of funny because, like, if you've seen or read Narnia, but spoiler alert for an old book and an old movie, like, Aslan dies, the lion Aslan dies for someone who like stepped away, for somebody who like chose completely against him. But because of Aslan dying in his place, Aslan comes right back to life. That was his sacrifice. And it's not like made null and void just because he comes back from the dead. No, it's literally saying like, no, I died in his place so he doesn't have to, but my power is greater. And that's what Jesus does for us. So just remember, like, don't run from Jesus and don't put all of the weight of your sin on your own shoulders. Jesus came to take that. He came to help. He came to have relationship with us, and so we can have relationship with the Father. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel according to John. Again, my name is Shane, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.